call this meeting to order. The requirements of the local public's open meeting law has been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, published in the Star Gazette, and it's chapter 231, 1975, and all that stuff. Please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jones?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
Pottery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Here. Okay, who would like to start, Natasha or Chris?
Oh, I would say...
Yeah, I know better than that.
Well, I can tell you my memo pretty much summarized the budget for you, if you have it there, with the exception of some of the capital purchases that we've included. Hang on, I'll get some stuff together. We did include the additional monies for a full-time recreation director. We included the cost of a new mason dump for the road department to replace their old one, which is from 1993. We included $100,000 for road paving. We included the boiler, as well as a request from the fire department for equipment for $25,000? 22. I guess on my page. Did I miss anything, Natasha?
No. From the big items, the recreation is $20,000 higher, and I think we have the public works part-timer going into additional hours.
Back and forth between recreation and DPW?
No. The recreation, what we did is instead of raising the big salaries and wages and other expenses, we're contributing $80,000 to recreation, and then they will manage the employees from the trust.
$80,000?
Right. Last year we were giving them 40 plus 75, and this year we're just giving them 80.
$80?
To who, the rec?
To the recreation commission.
Is that salaries, just strictly salaries?
It's salaries and wages and other expenses that they need to maintain their pool, or they need to do, they do some stuff.
How much did we do last year?
115.
No, we've given them 47.5, I think, last year. If I remember correctly.
We gave them 40,000 for salaries.
And then 7,500 in...
Oh, 7,500.
Right, so it's 47.5.
Two other items that you see here are for $5,000 each. The fire suppression system at the garage needs some work. That estimate was $5,000. And we need to put in some kind of sediment control outside by the AC unit. The pipes in this building are so old that sediment is building up, collecting in the unit itself and turning the AC off. And that's the problem that we've been having.
What, thrust and garbage and stuff that's in the line?
And how much is that item?
$5,000.
Okay, so all of this stuff that you just rattled off here, let's go down here to the bottom line, the amount to be raised by taxation.
Yes,
$5,509,000. Does that increase with the numbers you just gave?
No.
Okay. Good.
The increase from last year is $39,669.77, and if you look what the increase in recreation by, it went from 47 to 80, so that's the majority of the increase.
Okay. May I start? Are you guys done? Okay. Good. First of all, the first question I have is how much from last year's budget went into the surplus or funded balance?
Our fund balance, $1,445,622. 760 of it is going into this year budget, and so it's half is going into the budget.
760?
750.
750.
Right, and half we're retaining as our reserve.
Okay.
The reserve for uncollected taxes, is that the same as last year? Don't we know that?
No, it's down.
$50,000. Okay, so last year we put in $650,000 in the surplus, out of surplus, right?
Right, last year the surplus was $1.3 million.
Right, so this year it's $1.4 million.
This year it was $1.4 million, so we put, we still gave them 50% back to the residents.
So the increase, but, all right. So if we go back to the last page and what you gave us. On page 22, of 22 there. Okay, you budgeted $7,570,000 last year, right? We spent $95,000 of that, so that, let's see here.
95%?
95%.
95%. So that left $336,691 out of last year's budget.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, taking into consideration that we probably raised over $2 million in revenue other than taxation, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can scratch that out there. So my question is, that $336,000, where is that? Is that part of the $700,000?
No, it's still sitting in our budget because it's still open budget. We still have bills from 13 that are being paid in January and February, so that $300,000 is being depleted. In fact, in March, you are going to get a transfer resolution from me because we were short to pay gasoline, we were short to pay natural gas. Not a lot of short, but we're like $350 short here, $200 short here. We were short in a local municipal court that we needed to pay $7,000. So that $300 is now being used for all of those other expenses. In addition, like health insurance for December is not billed until, so it's always staggered. Like December utility bills.
Okay, so let's say we spend $236,000 to make it round numbers. So that $100,000 then, that's left over, goes into the fund balance, which pushes us back up to...
It will go into the fund balance at the end of 14.
Okay, so then on top of that, we have the $750,000 that's already there.
Correct.
Right? Plus the we have another $100,000, so that's $850,000 plus what's left over from the budget.
This $100,000 is going to be left over from the budget, right?
Right. Right, so that goes into that, and then after 2014's budget, whatever, and then that rolls over on top of it, and then whatever we don't spend from the budget rolls on top of that, so we can end up with like $1.6 million.
Well,
you could end up back with $1.4 million, but don't forget this budget has $750,000 of surplus anticipated, so we need to regenerate another $750,000 to put it in the 16 budget. Otherwise, you'll end up raising taxes to make up for the $750,000.
I understand that.
That's why
last
I
have
to
year, though. Okay, so last year, I'm asking for a million. I trust you. I'm not asking for a million. Maybe, but. All right, so we're talking, you got me off my train of thought here.
That was my goal.
Yeah, I know it was. Good. All right, so you took $750,000 from surplus.
Yeah.
So, and we'll take another $40,000, basically, to raise taxes for the things that we need. So that's $800,000. Well, round up, right? That we're putting in. So we're putting in almost, I'll get back to that.
Yeah, but you can't just say you're putting 800. You're not putting 800 new because last year you had 600 plus already in.
Right.
So you're not putting brand new 750.
We are putting an additional 150 in.
Roughly.
Well, let me ask you this.
Plus, go ahead.
Okay. All said and done, with the 5% that's left over from 2013, how much is going to be, in your estimation, used up out of that to pay the bills? Only 1%?
I would say more than 1%.
Probably 60%.
Probably
60%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. That satisfies me for now. You want to go through this page by page? Because I do have questions. Pardon me?
I said it's not my meeting. I'm just here to answer your questions.
Does anybody mind?
No, I do.
Okay, page one. And again, these are questions, so when I get to the part that is like, it's going to be a hell no, I'm going to tell you it's a hell no. Okay? All right, page one there. Now, in general administration, all right, last year we had $44,000, which was budgeted, right? We spent $52,000. Explain to me who general administration is.
That's Christine and Debbie.
Okay, so I don't buy that because they're general. Oh, is that where your
Borough manager.
Oh, that's
yes.
Where your borough manager comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's you and Debbie's salary then.
And Christina.
Right.
Who's Christina?
She's under the part-time.
She's
right?
part-time.
That's the 10 grand for under the part-time, right?
Right, correct.
Okay. Okay. And the other pay then that goes to you?
That's Christina, yes.
Okay. Does that, later on, I'm going to ask this question now. Does that include the 4% or whatever you guys signed for the contract? I wasn't
1.25 is what signed for the contract,
right.
But that's in the clerk's salary,
right.
Not in the manager.
Okay, so is that an increase over last year? The 17,000?
In
because
the other pay, what?
Yeah, it doesn't say. That goes to you, or that goes to the manager. Right?
Right.
Okay.
The other pay goes to the manager.
All right. So is that an increase over last year of 1.35%?
Did I give myself a raise? Is that what you're asking?
I'm just asking. She's checking here. I'm asking if that is an increase over last year.
Yeah, because there's no figures.
I would say
there.
It is.
Of how much?
If everybody was applied the same, 1.25%.
1.25 or 1.35?
I think
it's
1.
2.5.
It is 1.25, but
okay.
Other pay, I'm supposed to be paid $20,000 as manager.
That's what I asked.
Why is it?
But
oh, a portion of it comes out of sewer.
Right.
Okay.
Comes out of where?
Sewer.
Okay. So, all right. So, that roughly stays the same then, 20 grand.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. All right. Good for you. That was a question. Okay. Well, let's stay on that same page there, page one, and let's go down to postage.
Yeah.
Under the next headwear, $8,000. We spent $43.90 last year. We're asking for $85. That's a difference of $4,100. What are we sending out this year that we didn't send out last year?
Janine had asked if we could include some additional money for mailings to the senior citizens.
Okay, but we budgeted $8,000 last year and we didn't spend it.
I'll interrupt you. If you look at the bottom line budget, not line by line, but the bottom line budget, we budgeted $24,400. Then $24,394. That's $6 away from the total budget.
But wait a second, that doesn't make it. But that doesn't make it right.
Right.
That doesn't make it right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we spent that last year.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that we have to spend it this year.
But we.
Correct.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just asking. Do we need to double what we had in there from last year? Are we going to be sending that much more out?
Well, there is a slight increase in postage, but it's very slight. So.
But we pay a permit, right? Or is that for stamps?
We do pay a permit fee,
okay.
But...
So do we have to double it?
No.
I would be willing to give you $1,500.
I'd be willing to take two.
$100,000.
Just speak up, Rich.
Okay, question on that. Why couldn't some of that mailers go out with, like, the sewer bill, like, for example, the...
We try and do that, but the thicker that sewer bill gets, the more postage
the more postage is it.
Yeah, but
so
if you had the calendar in there for recyclables, that ain't that much thicker.
Right, but our calendar does not coincide with the mailing of the tax bill.
No.
Did anybody calculate the cost of flyers to senior citizens, the actual cost of how much it's going to cost and how many times they're going to do it? Did Janine do this or
Janine
anyone?
Janine said that she would send that request to council when, discuss it with council when it came up. So
okay.
She's not here, unfortunately, but she did say that she would do that.
Okay.
Is that just the borough mailing or is that everybody's mailing? Like all the departments?
All the departments.
Like recreation?
Anybody who's in the building.
Okay. Anybody that's in this building?
Anybody who works in this building?
Oh, well, what I'm saying, any department that's in this building?
Recreation.
Because there's other postage.
My assistant has $1,000 postage, but he does very specific certified mailings to every business that he requires to do.
All right, so I would be willing to take $2,000 out of that and make that $6,500.
I'd feel more comfortable if we gave Janine her $500 and let her discuss it and take $15 for now.
You drive a hard bargain, but you know what? I could agree to take $2,000 now. Take $2,000, give you.
I'll agree to take $15 and let Janine depend on
the. You take the $2,000 now, but give you $15.
Well, also, why did the printing double? You know, I mean, it's only $250 more, but so I mean, is this part of that too?
No, this is postage.
This is postage.
He's talking about postage.
Not having to do anything.
Yeah, I'm looking at the next slide.
No, he's still on postage,
okay,
right?
But
printing is less than last year.
More than what we expended, but less than.
Yeah,
how much
right.
by departments do they spend for postage? Like, for example, recreation, the fire department.
Yeah. Well, I guess I guess on the senior part, I'm on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're looking to increase.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it needs to be doubled.
I don't either.
Well, Janine's just looking for $500,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we take $2,000, there's $6,500 left there. That's our $500.
So are you leaving room for postage going up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
$2,000.
Yeah.
$7,000. We budgeted $8,000 last year. We spent $43,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you should always go on a budget according to what you spent last year and then ask yourself, do you need anything else?
Budget. You don't want
to. All right, look, we can cut to the chase and go right to the big dollar item that I want to cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, just continue. This is fine.
$2,000 is a drop in the bucket when you're talking about $5 million, but it's. Do we really need that?
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, not then.
See, the bottom line of the other expenses,
mm-hmm.
even though it. Like Natasha said, you go to the bottom line there. You budgeted $24,400 and you spent $24,394. What you could be concerned about is what office equipment did you buy and what other expenses that were the big
overage. I understand that.
Okay.
And you know what? That's my next question. Office equipment.
Okay.
What was purchased last year and what do we need this year? Because we went 224% of what we budgeted.
That's right, we did. And mm-hmm. when I did the budget for last year, I did not realize that accounts payable is putting the rental of the postage machine in that line item.
Okay.
I actually have a note in here to increase that line item to $2,000.
From $1,000 to $2,000.
Yes, because
well, that's $2,000 you just lost on the bed.
$1,912 last year.
Huh? You lost $1,000. Did you get $2,000?
You spent $1,912.
And that included the rental of the Epiphany Lowe's machine?
That's correct. Yeah. And the folding machine. That's right.
$2,000 right, here, and you put right. $1,000 down here. They put that too. So you only got $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you want to increase that $1,000 to $2,000.
Right.
The unit budget, right.
So
we don't.
Can I have my $2,000 back?
No.
You can have this $1,000.
No.
Right.
No.
Well,
look, you budgeted $850, right?
Mm-hmm. And
you spent $1,912.
Right.
So you already, we're talking about $800. So that is an increase. You want,
so
you spent there, you put $1,000 in, $1,100.
What an increase.
I just want to make that line item $2,000.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so.
I'm fine with that.
That's not anywhere else. So actually, you say that you are on that $1,000, right? You took the $2,000 off the top of proceeds.
Right, and
then you add you $1,000 there, so you saved $1,000.
What were the other expenses, Christine, that was less than far over?
The other expenses I was looking for, oh, this one specifically was the cost of the Christmas tree, the lighting.
But that was supposed to come out of...
Right. He donated his salary back, so right. Remember we discussed it, it's kind of like a wash.
You can't charge his salary. Right, I can't charge his salary. I have to put it somewhere.
Okay.
So
discussed that at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. So that's I did.
That's what the big review was.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So you're
wrong,
really, over because he donated
his
salary back.
Right. His salary came back to the borough, but I can't charge the light salary line
item. Right, okay.
All right. It has to go someplace else. Okay.
You make that much here to donate that back?
Sure. Every time I did, I didn't know about it. Page 2. The way I figure it here, Scott, the difference in last year, what was spent versus what you're asking is $450 per. I know that that's not how it comes out. Maybe it's $400 for the council.
I did not ask for raises for council this year.
Yeah, you just got the 1.25%. But you can't compare it to what was spent because last year not every councilman got paid. The full budget was 4.5%, and the full budget is 4.682%.
This year?
Right. So
and not every councilman is getting paid.
I don't know that.
As far as the budget goes, yeah.
As far as the budget goes,
yeah.
You know, I've got councilman and a budget
that... So that reflects 1.25%.
Right.
I thought I read somewhere that you...
It is on the front page. Okay. I think that's true.
All right. Well, then
left over from last year. I did not ask this year. That was last year.
But you always ask every year.
Yeah.
Scott?
All right. I'm sorry if
but
I...
But don't you always ask every year?
Okay.
No, I ask every other year.
Oh.
That's the one.
That was a mistake. Yep.
Okay. So, the cool... Okay. So, now, going down, staying on page 2. Full-time, you're the clerk right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the additional is going to be made up, the other $2,500 or whatever is coming out of the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, which we don't have.
Who's in the box now?
What do you mean you don't have the budget?
It was in your, it's in your mailbox.
Yeah. When did that get there?
It was sitting there
right
on
here.
Thursday.
Right. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was too wrapped up in this. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's okay. So that's going to be really easy. Legal advertising. Why do you have to put legal advertising?
Because it's double.
Didn't
use much, right?
We didn't expend much in it last year, but that doesn't mean we won't spend.
I understand.
We were anticipating recodification of the code book, which we'll be doing.
So that goes into legal advertising?
We have to legally advertise recodification, yes.
The whole book?
There are certain statements that have to be made, so...
Five gram worth? 3,500 worth?
I don't know what the cost
will
be.
Okay, we'll get that.
Because I don't know how many ordinances will pass. Last year, council did not pass many,
okay.
But...
There's a couple things pending from last year.
Exactly.
All right, so printing and binding. Is that for the book itself? The code book itself?
That includes the book and the expenses that we have to pay the county clerk for the sample ballot.
Yeah. For the voting?
Okay. Okay. I see. All right. What's in that?
All right. Okay. Page 3. Our expenses. No. Financial administration. This is where I have the question. All right. Let's see here. Who is the full-time financial administration person?
The payroll person.
Payroll. Okay. Who is the partner? That would be you?
That would be me.
Okay. See, I have that.
Okay,
I'm on the roll. Okay. Page 3. All right. Contractual services. Other contractual services. Together. That's set 15.5. What contractual services?
We have two. We paying for the software that we use into the financial package.
Well, is that include the tax collectors, the tax
no.
assessor stuff?
No.
Okay.
This is the financial piece. We also pay for the for the payroll services, for every payroll that we process.
Mm-hmm.
There's the associated with that.
And that comes out to $15,000 a year?
The payroll is about 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be the other contractual.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the software is...
That we're not doing the admins, right?
No, it's GSMS, but the price is still the same. We used to have Edmunds there.
Okay.
And I think the software is around 5,000.
Okay, so why did we pay 10,000 last year?
Well, if you see last year, nothing was charged to other contractuals, but everything was charged to one.
Oh. See, come up with things different. All right. I'm just putting a question up there.
Fine.
All right.
And for payroll, because we're still running, there's no bill for December that came in.
Okay, so up here under the financial administration, that top one is for payroll. That's the payroll report, right?
Yes, the personal one, yes.
Okay, all right. So then on page four, let's see here. We have a full-time position for 53.7.
Again, the tax collector?
For tax collector.
There's two people.
As we're going through this, if anybody else has any questions on that page, speak up.
If they're funded, they collect taxes and sewer. So there's two people, there's Paul and Sue, and they're funded.
All right, so who's the part-timer?
We have Lee. When we lost the tax collector, we have Lee come in during, I think, 2 days a week, like 4 hours each, to help Sue out. And then during tax time, she's here more.
So I thought Paul and Sue did.
No, Sue and Lee primarily take care of the window. But Lee's only here twice a week. So the rest of the time, Paul is helping.
And Sue takes care of the sewer stuff.
Right. Well, whoever, you know, she's the person at the
window. Whoever's at the window, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know who Lee is, but we had her last year?
We did.
Okay, so that was included in the full-time salary?
Correct.
You're messing me all up here.
Why? Because she has answers for you?
Oh, no. Because it's confusing. I mean, last year, if we paid a part-timer last year, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think if we paid a part-timer last year, it should say part-timer last year funded and
I'm
all that other stuff, what was expended?
How much was charged, and I'll realign it for you.
That's why it's confusing. Okay. So
yeah, because there's no part-timer pay listed.
Right
exactly.
Right.
And now we have a part-timer here. So that
don't forget I'm a part-timer.
I understand that. But, all right, now listen. So we're talking about a 1.35% increase over last year.
1.25.
In salaries, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So how does this go from what we spent last year, 66 to 78?
73. But last year, the part-time was formed there entire year.
That's why it would be good to know what we paid the part-time last year.
I will get to that number.
Did she come half the year last year?
The one I paid was May or June.
It was.
Started.
Just about.
Okay. About the half a year.
Yeah, it was about 6-7 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why we didn't see it the first.
That's correct, right.
The first beginning of the year.
Right, but I'll get you that number.
Okay, thanks.
Barbara's still here.
Stay on page.
Kelly was still here.
What I don't understand what contractual services are.
Edmunds.
This is
and that's for the tax collector.
For the tax collector, yes.
So we pay them $6,000 a year.
Well,
last year
we paid
$4,000.
Oh. So
for that.
Did we get a rate increase this year?
There's contractual services that we truly pay to Edmunds. But the end budget tomorrow, we need to ask an opinion of the auditors outside of his audit. If we need to ask an opinion of another professional, we'll have to have the funds to pay for that consultation. So if I budget exactly $4,055, I'll be stuck not being able to call anybody and ask the question.
Okay, so my next question, though. Other contractual services. Last year, we budgeted $35. We spent $1,000, and this year we don't have that.
Right.
What's
so
that for?
I have no idea why you have contractual and other contractual. So in my mind, it's $4,055 plus $1,070. That's $550-$100, and I'm budgeting six in one line item.
Because you're including the potential for professions.
Right.
So, okay.
So you're doing away with other contractual
correct.
Services
mm-hmm.
line item.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Combine
it with this all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
saving paper. Okay.
Which one is that?
I don't agree with that.
Other contractual services.
See, if we had, this is how I'm looking at it. And please don't think I'm being difficult, but it's budget time and I like being difficult. I mean, I am difficult.
No, it's not, it's difficult.
All right, so, yeah.
Contractual services is good, yes.
I know.
Other contractual services.
Correct, right. Just combining the two.
To take a look at this, if we broke everything down, it would be easier to understand. That's all I'm gonna say. All right. Now, the part-time there on page five, that includes both salaries, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's good. All right, contractual services. Oh, wait a second. Now, when we come up here again, this must be for the tax assessment, the postage is $1,000.
That's special postage that she does, the certified mailing for the businesses that she has to do, and all the cards that she has to mail out to every resident, the little green card that you probably got last January this week.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, she's gotta do the same thing this year, right?
Well, he just got it.
Okay. So why do you need to budget $2,000 instead of $1,000? She's gonna have the same expenses you did last year.
She could make it, maybe there's something she won't be making.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just asking.
She's basically gonna eat all the other line items.
Okay.
Goes over.
Legal services, that's for the.
That popped up, right.
Yeah, tax appeals, I got that.
It's really unpredictable.
Right.
Or you're gonna be, you can have one or you can have 20.
I understand that, but, okay, that's a question mark, but I'll come back to that.
That's fine.
All right. Contractual services, he spent $6,000 last year, he's asking for $750 this year. What's the deal there?
That's where I think he's eating off the other line item.
The other contractual services, gonna combine the two of them again like he did before?
Right.
Okay.
He's doing the contractual, $6,200, and who charges to this line, the contractual.
We gotta get rid of that other contractual services stuff.
I agree.
Why not?
With contractual services and you're done.
That's right.
Okay.
Confusing.
Stay on page five. Here we come with my first hell no.
You got the legal?
Oh, you got that right. $142,000, no.
Where?
Right down, it's the box.
Or the bond.
$142,000, no.
Litigation for.
Hold up. But we paid, we've already paid how much money on, you're talking about for the.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, but we've already paid them, how much, $150,000? We're gonna go another?
$100,000.
That was his estimate to go to litigation.
For another $100,000, so why are we adding $42,000?
Because that's the contractual.
What do you mean?
Professional services.
No. There's another line item for $60,000 for that.
But that's for engineering.
No, for legal.
Mm-mm.
The very next page, contractual services.
Engineering, contractual services, $60,000.
Wow. Holy smoothies. And who's our legal for engineering?
No, it has nothing.
Just engineering.
It's just the engineering line item for Finelli.
Right, just for engineers.
So they raised their rates $10,000.
They didn't raise it, Dave. We had a lot of unforeseen items come up last year. We had the Mill Pond Dam that we had the budget money for. We were very close in engineering, and I raised it for $10,000.
That doesn't mean that they're getting this $10,000.
Right.
Correct.
It's we want to have room.
So that could roll over back to general fund if we need to.
Well, it would if we didn't use it in 2014.
Yeah.
But the 142 that you see at the bottom of page 5, 100,000 is the litigation for the garage, and 42 is the retainer.
And what was the retainer for 2013? Is that also 42?
I think it was.
You raised it, $2,000. I think it was 40, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, that is only an estimate for the litigation, $100,000.
That's correct.
So it may not be spent.
Or it might be.
Well, it could be opposite, let's put it that way.
Or it could be doubled.
Right.
Most likely probably not.
Okay, you know what, I'm gonna put a question mark on that right there, and I would like to have, what's his name, Tom?
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
Trinity?
Joe Trinity.
Committee to explain how much longer we're gonna be doing this, because That, to me,
you want to bring Joe in or just want to have Judy give us that information? Because if Joe comes in, we're going to get charged.
Okay, now have Judy bring that information.
Well, actually, no, we can't because we have this conversation. They're a separate firm now.
Oh.
And council decided to
because
stay with them.
To stay with Mr. Trinity, so.
It's Trinity and Parisi.
Parisi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the problem that I have with that. Last year, at the beginning of the year, I asked when it becomes worth it and when it becomes a moot point. Right now, how much did we spend last year on them?
$119,000? Mm-hmm. Well, $124,000,
but if you take 40 and we're talking another $100,000 for that right there, you're talking $225,000. And what's the most we can get? $350,000, and that's after we negotiate, and it's going to get down. Nobody's making any money on this except for the attorneys.
I don't dispute that at all. But you know, sooner or later, you got to take a stand on things like this, or else everybody's going to keep doing it to us.
Sooner or later, we need to take a stand on a lot of things. But yeah, how do you justify it to the public that, all right, listen, we paid our attorney $250,000 just to say, yeah, you were right. And how much is $250,000 in tax money? I know it's not all in one shot, but how much is $250,000 in tax money? We're talking right there. We're talking $125,000. We're talking what, 5 cents? Pretty close to 5 cents, right?
Justify it long-term versus short-term.
I understand what you're saying. That's a hell no for me.
But tell John Q publicly.
Do you want to bring him in to discuss? Because
that's a hell no.
I believe that this decision or this discussion occurred in executive session.
It did. And we agreed to go forward with it.
Yep.
But not at another $100,000, we didn't say.
I don't remember if any numbers were discussed.
No numbers were brought up.
But we knew it was not going to be cheap.
Can we go back and check how I don't think I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
You were there.
I don't think I was there.
It was
an executive session.
All right, well, at this point right now, see, I'm big enough to say I might have made a mistake and still say, oh, I don't know.
I'm going to circle that on the calendar.
Do you want Joe in or no?
I would.
Yeah, but he got charges out.
Sure.
He will.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to charge us, but he ain't going to charge us $100,000 to come in here and explain to us.
No, of course it's fine. But he's not coming to explain to you. He's still going to get the $100,000. He's paying it for nothing.
Hell no.
Not to change the subject, Dave, but I just saw our tax assessor come back in. Is there anything you wanted to ask him in particular while he's here? You're going back over that?
Who killed Kennedy?
Okay. I was thinking more in the tax assessment sort of thing.
No, I'm already off of that.
Okay.
But I'll get back to that.
I just saw him.
He's going to hell no now.
Yeah, I'm going to hell no that one. All right.
So the answer to my question is hell no.
Okay. All right, for right now.
You're on page 6 now, are you?
No, I'm on page 6.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the engineering, legal expenses for the engineering, right?
Right.
That's the engineering.
Right.
All right, let's go to page 6 down there, contractual services. We budgeted $4,000 last year under a planning board.
Yes.
Under there, we budgeted $4,000. We spent
$800. Did you not have that many meetings? Yeah, it's hard for the planning board to anticipate what will come before them in any given year. I think these are the same numbers that they asked for last year.
Well, they already canceled their February meeting, so
that sounds right. I mean, last night's meeting was canceled,
right.
Due to lack of agenda.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty much the same as last year. So it's not going to hurt to have the $4,000 in there in case something does come up.
Well, you don't know. You can't anticipate that.
Yeah.
You know.
Or they start building in July.
Right.
Yeah, don't forget you have Ray Rice's project going on in downtown.
But that's a huge difference between what was spent and really what you're asking for, even though that's what we budgeted for last year. That could easily be decreased by $1,000.
You could probably take
$1,000.
Okay.
We'll take $1,000 off.
Okay.
Well, what item are we taking that off?
Contractual
for the planning board.
Wow, we cut $2,000.
Yeah.
So far.
Dave, you remember the days when we used to spend 10 hours and 20 hours doing that and still come up with about $5,000 in cuts?
Well, listen, at the end, I'm going to make a statement, but before, you know, I just want to...
What do you think?
But,
you've got 20 minutes.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
I have 20 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to end at 8 o'clock.
I just want to know if, with us going through the budget and cutting at 2,000 and 1,000 and the 500 and the 200, what is the ultimate goal? Is your goal to have the taxes leveled, or is your goal to have the taxes $5 million below last year number? What is it that you're trying to accomplish?
I want at least a 1 cent decrease.
So what you're looking to cut is about $70,000?
Yes.
So you want to take away recreation entirely?
So do you
want to...
I don't know how...
My goal is different.
Yeah, I'd like to see it remain the same, and if there's a slight increase...
I would like to see us just get
so
the things that we need. That's my goal.
So last year, we did recreation for $47,000.
Right.
And this year, we have it at $80,000.
Right.
So let's take this $30,000 away.
How much do they have in their trust account?
22.
Okay, so now... So the part-timer that is assigned to the road department will go to the rec commission?
No.
No.
I want the part-timer who is now a DPW employee to become a full-time DPW employee.
Mm-hmm. So they would be up one guy there.
They would be.
Wait a second. Didn't we hired somebody last year, right?
Correct.
Okay, we'll get to the DPW because I have questions about that.
So why don't you look at those ticket items, like... cutting $30,000 out of recreation instead of looking through, you know, $500 in this budget. And, you know,
but I thought we were only going to go $60,000 to rec.
Well, we were, but at the last meeting, the chairperson came before us and asked for a full-time rec director.
At $65,000.
In order to make that happen, we had to add $40,000.
Yeah, but we didn't agree to
agree with that.
No, you did not, but
okay.
I said I would put it in the budget so you could see what it
so
looked like.
So we could chop it out of the budget.
Right.
Okay.
Before you discussed it and made any decisions.
Okay, before the formal decision.
Because on top of that, who's going to end up paying the benefits on that?
That includes the benefits, and we are because we're giving them the money.
When did you get that money from the Washington Square?
I think there has to be a percentage complete. Maybe that's something the planning board can discuss at the next planning board meeting.
Because it should be right about time.
Yes.
It should
one
be very
be,
soon.
Yeah,
they'll get the $300,000.
They're 100% sold,
right.
Assuming nothing dropped out. I don't know if it's sold or built or completed or what the benchmark
right,
is off the top of my head.
But correct me if I'm wrong, is that all dedicated to the road tracked over there for that rec money?
$700,000 is coming to the borough, $300,000 to recreation.
And I think rec can use it in any way they want. There was
they
no...
Can. Okay, it wasn't that...
Specific. No, it wasn't. There was no specific
like just
way
for,
they need to use it.
Okay.
Like for New Park or...
Correct,
Old
they
Park.
Can do what they...
Yeah.
I think
why would
they
we
were thinking about doing that, using that for the Railroad Avenue.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was dedicated the way.
Why would we have to increase what we gave them? What did you say? We gave them what? $40,000 last year.
$47,000.
Okay,
so check out the 80.
33, right?
Wait.
Why would we have to give them an additional 33?
Because they were talking about.
He asked
time.
For a part.
Full time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Full time.
Full time rec director.
Right.
Out of salary plus benefits.
Okay.
And then we have to pay a part time secretary as well.
$35,000?
No,
so
we don't have
that. Operating expenses,
health insurance,
right.
Everything.
So basically, we're paying for it.
Right.
By
that's
giving
what
the,
he
by
asked.
Giving the increase.
That's correct.
Okay, I say we go back to the 60,000 and let them.
60.
I said 60.
Okay.
I would go 60.
We were going to pay them 60 and be like,
yep.
Well, that's
and
what.
And 60,
the
and that's
budget.
What we were going to be doing with the 80.
Right.
Hand him 60
correct.
And say,
it's your baby.
Right.
Yeah.
You want somebody full time, not only are you going to pay him out of the 60, you know, just like it was before, where we gave them a donation,
mm-hmm.
and they figure it out.
Okay.
I don't
so
think that's a good
we're
idea.
We're going from
80
to
60.
No, I would.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea because
how they
we don't know.
Money.
Yeah, we don't know who's going to decide, you know, on. How that's going to be divvied up, really, and that's not really fair if they change their membership or whatever on the commission.
I just think that it's more of a council decision here than a rec decision as to, you know, what, especially if we're going to create a new position, like we had.
You're talking about the rec director?
Well, turning that into full-time or else in lieu of that to have, say, a different position created, which would be, say, a pool manager or something to that effect.
Well, the rec director does report directly to recreation commission.
Right.
With oversight by the manager, I guess, more for personnel type issues.
Okay, so we give them their donation, right? About 60 grand. They go out and hire somebody. If they want to hire somebody full-time, they figure out the salary, okay, so that's, we're going to pay you $45,000. So they have $15,000 left over, right? Okay, out of that $15,000, then they're going to have to pay benefits.
Right.
Now, if they want a part-time secretary, they are going to have to take that out of their trust.
Raise the fund.
Okay, so we give that to them. We pay the person with a borough check, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We pay their benefits with a borough check. We take that from the $60,000 that we gave them.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm okay.
Do we have to change the ordinance on that? From part-time to full-time? Or is it part-time to part-time?
Only, I think I stated only if it we were making it,
full-time rec director in there.
No, there's not. We classify it as a municipal department head.
Right, yeah.
Right. So we're okay in the ordinance.
Okay.
So am I dropping from 80 to 60?
Yes.
I don't know if we should still approve the idea of having this position turned into a permanent full-time position. Now.
It's really not up to the governing body.
We're giving them a donation.
No, well, that's one viewpoint. But actually, we make the rules. They don't make the rules. They could come and ask us for that change.
They make the rules.
And if they decide to hire full-time, then they either have to raise the rates for
Joe Public.
Yeah, for whatever the
right.
sport is in order to make up for it.
Right.
Or they have to take it out of the trust, you know, which I don't know is really meant to be used for salaries and wages, you know, and that could kill anything that's going on over at Railroad Avenue. Which is
right, because they could eat it all up in salary wages. Well, not all of it, but a big sum of it, and you know, what's left. So I don't want the recreation end result to be affected, you know, right?
Do you have any idea how much revenue they got in last year?
I could look it up and see the answer, but not off the top of my head.
Anybody have a ballpark figure?
Was that $5,000?
For the pool, I think it was $5,000.
Yeah.
But as far as
what they made?
Yeah. And that's part of their operating expenses, too, for maintenance or anything else, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. Look, they're not self-sustaining. And they can
right.
never be self-sustaining.
Right. Right.
We still pay the electric. We still pay the maintenance. We still pay all of that stuff on the parks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right? So, I mean, if you want to get right down to it, them being self-sufficient, they'd be paying their own electric. They'd be
right.
paying their own light bill. They'd be paying their own
yeah.
water bill. All of that stuff they'd be paying. And then at the end, if they're in the red or in the black, then that shows what they're truly doing.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that they are making money, they're not making money, as long as we, you know, give them some type of funding and then pay their bills, basically, except for what it is that they use on a day-to-day, you know, in the pool and all that other stuff, you know, do we know what it costs us in electricity there? Do we know what the water bill was for the year?
I mean, off the top of our head, no.
No, but you know what I'm saying? So if you add another $10,000 for
right.
stuff that goes down there,
that's basically coming out of the salary then. If you take out this, what's it, $20,000?
No, salaries don't have anything to do.
If you drop
we still pay the, whether, listen.
That's basically what we're doing. You're going to give them $60,000 to pay their salaries.
Whatever they need to do, they need to figure it out. You know, maybe they pay $35,000.
I got no problem with that.
Because what are they?
I just want to make something clear. Last year we gave them 47. 40 was the salaries, and 7 were for the upkeep and around there.
And then we gave him another 12.5.
Then we gave
another, going to take.
Then we gave him another 12.5 for the fencing.
That's the capital, right.
Right.
So if you need them fixed, they're still going to take some portion for the upkeep of the ground.
Right.
And then the balance for salaries and wages.
That's why I was concerned to find out how much revenue they got in.
So you're actually increasing the salary and wages by at least 10,000.
Correct.
Maybe 15.
Correct.
So, you know, I mean, I don't see the need to do that. You know, this is a thing where it's need versus really want, and you just want.
Well,
you
know, excuse me,
thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be there. Get clear back.
I mean, listen, it would be nice. It would be nice to have a full-time director.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If they hire somebody and they manage and see, listen, I'm still a little PO'd about the $750, the $7,500. The additional.
Oh, okay.
For the fencing stuff.
You know what I mean? I'm still a little peeved about that because that put us on the hook. We had to pay that anyway. This right here, this is your money. You do with what you want, mm-hmm. and you're responsible. We're still going to end up being responsible for it in the long run.
We are.
The bottom line is, it's up to them. And if they can't do it, we will.
So why are we giving them extra money? Why don't we just give them what they spent last year then?
Give them
50. Give them 3,000 increase.
I don't have a problem with the 20,000.
I do.
Listen, they want
to what?
I don't have a problem with getting. You know,
I
know, like,
but why?
Why?
Yeah.
10 years ago, we gave 82.
That doesn't mean it's justified.
Yeah, but there were a lot more programs last time.
They didn't mean. Does it mean that are we going to have more programs? If we're going to have more programs, I'm all for it. But I don't see anything that says
okay,
we're going to have
well,
more programs.
I see them telling
us they're going to increase management salaries. And you know what? If they're going to manage that Recreation Commission anyway, similar to the way they did last year, where they spent money, expendables, this and that, all these basketballs that they keep ordering and all this stuff, that I think it was just mismanaged. And I don't think it's justified to spend extra money on a salary.
But you give them 20,000, they hire a full-time director, they'll keep on top of that stuff where they're not spending money.
Listen, I don't care what they do with the 60,000. If they want to hire somebody full-time, that's on them, not us. If they don't want to hire somebody
full-time,
that's on
them. It might be on
them,
but it might not be
the
best thing for the...
They are a recreation commission. They're like the library. They're quasi-untouchable.
Right.
They make the only thing that they can't do is buy property without the council's approval. Otherwise, they can do whatever they want.
I know.
Correct.
So, I say, you know what, look, we understand that you want this. By doing that, we're going to have to almost double what we gave you last year. We can't do that. But we'll give you 50% more of what, you know, of last year. And then you work with it. You show this council that it can be done. And then next year, maybe we'll give you the other $25,000 so you can hire somebody full-time.
Okay, Dave, you're talking about giving them $60,000 this year.
$60,000. And that's what you agree with that.
Well, I thought you wanted to go $20,000 more.
Well, yeah,
that
we
is $20,000.
Well,
right,
so $67,000.
Yeah.
No, they just not included that. Rob, you want to go lower?
I do. I think that they spent $27,000.
They overspent $7,000.
Give them
$50,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm saying increase it. $3,000, whatever it is, to make it
$50,000.
I think $67,000.
If you give him the $60,000, and I want him to come back for anything more.
Now, out of the
like
60,
the fencing
what,
and stuff like that, they hit you last year.
Out of the 60, is it just for salary?
No.
What is it for?
It's for whatever they want to use it for.
Right.
If they want to hire somebody, they
mm-hmm.
can use part of that $60,000 to hire somebody. We gave them $40,000 last year.
That's not including
that was
fixing.
That was specifically for the $40,000 was specifically to pay a part-time rec director and a part-time secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to increase it. You know what? Listen, I could go to 65. He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I could go to 65.
Yes, I was
okay,
going to say 65. A little bit more.
I could go to
65. Because if you got to figure if something in the middle might happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they could deal
with 65.
But you know what? They can still come in and say they don't want a capital improvement project, something that's going to be, you know, lifetime more than 5 years.
That's why I'm not for that.
Go for a 10,000. Say they want tennis courts. You know, or whatever, or, you know, I'm just saying,
I understand what you're saying, but look,
this is it, and this is what you get, and that's it.
So those guys are the ones who take care of this stuff. You know, Doesn't matter how you look at it. Is there improvement? I think what they did with the concession stand, I think that's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The pool membership is up
mm-hmm.
compared to what it was. I mean, there are some programs that are gone that, I don't know why they can't get them back, you know, like the men's basketball, softball, and all that other stuff. But that's besides the point. If they could ever get them back, we would be doing good.
Yeah.
Now, and then next year, if they could say, look, this is what you gave us, we used it for this, and look, here's the improvement. I don't mind paying for improvement, especially if it's going to benefit the people who live here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you put new fencing up and you don't use it, I have a problem with it.
Well, listen, we've
got four for 65, so
the
I mean, we can really move on to the next.
So we're reducing
was something that the risk manager did acknowledge that we did need to do that.
Yes, yeah.
So
true.
That
was
for
right.
me,
it was
that
a need.
Wasn't,
right.
that
was a need.
That
was a safety issue. Yeah, that was a safety issue.
It was a safety issue
right.
to me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
When you go up there to use the park, everything popped up like Fort Knox.
But again, it was a
safety.
No, she's
on
the clock. Well, what boils down to is we're done with rec there, and
exactly.
The fencing is over. What's
I like that.
Next
okay,
day?
Okay, I got some more things to go.
Can we skip to page 9, the health insurance thing?
Yeah.
We're trying to save time here. Page 9. It's the first item, group health insurance, it's increased a lot. Yes,
right.
A little bit.
We have another member coming in.
Who?
You're part-time, that's one full-time, right?
No. We have, I just got an email from Barbara.
One of our employees.
Insurance, and they're going on our health insurance. So,
It's going to cost $36,000?
Well, no, it's not. But it's an additional member. Plus, you have to have some room to breathe. You can't budget exactly to the clinic, the health insurance. If
mm-hmm.
you have higher bills, if you have...
Right.
You know,
I mean, we budgeted, but
we're increasing
it by
$60,000
for his wife, correct?
They our employees pay a portion of
right.
their health insurance
and
to us for it would be a family plan. He's currently not on.
He's
on
single. He's going to go to the family.
No, he doesn't.
It'll be
didn't.
One. It'll be himself and his spouse.
Right.
That's
okay.
He's adding. Correct.
These are the new changes too. The Affordable Care Act, the federal changes too that are incorporated in this.
It doesn't apply because we have a state health benefit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I thought they trickled down some mandated stuff mm-hmm. that the states had to do too. I didn't, you know what the update was.
Increase to $60,000.
Okay, good.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you can turn
to
actual. We
okay.
haven't paid all the bills for the year.
You right. Have
December.
Got to pay
December
yet.
Right.
Cover the fire.
2013.
Right.
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 Which equipment?
That's right.
Okay.
If
I
it's not all paid.
Thankfully.
I had the money, so
yeah.
I had $250 because I needed to put some somewhere else. I had other bills to take care of.
But here's the thing. One second, please. If we didn't pay it all, why did we take $30,000 out?
Because I needed it to pay something else.
So that puts us at two. So we have a balance in there of $7,000. Now, if we didn't pay December's, where are we going to get December's premium from?
I'll have to pull the records and see if we paid it or didn't pay it. We have to have.
Well, there's
months.
A difference between
well,
it's
yes.
You know December's
we
premium
have,
is due in January or February.
So if we paid December 12th. In 13, then we will pay December 13 in 14 budget.
Where did we
so
put the 30,000 at?
Where?
Yeah.
You voted on the chassis resolution.
Okay, but where did it go?
Oh, I can't recall off the top of my head, but if you look to the
it
whole...
probably went to a bunch of places.
Like, building and grounds got
okay.
$8,000.
I can pull it for you, Dave. Do you want
okay.
me to
know?
Pull
right.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember it, and it was like
okay.
6
so
or 7
that's 30
things
that
were on it
there that
went
we pulled out of there.
Right.
And all our premiums are paid. So that's a $60,000 increase.
Okay. So we can cut.
How much? $60,000? I say
30,000?
Okay.
What do you say, Chris?
Let us check and make sure that...
Doable?
It's doable.
Okay.
Well, let us check. Because
I know. I took
okay.
into consideration
that would be big.
Because we have
yeah.
one,
that
hopefully,
would be very
one DPW employee coming on and the other one who needs to come on because his wife lost health benefits, so...
Okay, so how much is this new DPW employee going to cost? Because we hired somebody full-time halfway through the year last year.
No, we didn't.
By the way,
I'm
not hired anybody. Christine, just a point of clarification. Do the employees have to notify you if there's a change in their spouse's in,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
insurance?
Yeah, he did.
Legally, they have to, right?
Right.
So, but I mean, the other way around.
They have to show it also.
Yeah, so in other words, if the spouse happens to get
insurance, that would also...
They don't have to get off hours.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, no.
Okay, stay on page nine, if you're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna check on the 30,000.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
The police department, that's an increase of $88,000.
We don't have the numbers from them yet, that's the number is estimated. Their meeting is on February 22nd.
Correct.
So after that, we will have them out.
What else?
That's after our council meeting.
Did they give us the money back?
They did. They sent us a check.
That's...
Okay, good. But we owe them 40.
No, I netted it out. I owe them nothing, they sent me a check after that.
Are you done with number nine?
No, well, actually, emergency management did double it, and so, what was that about?
There's a deputy now.
That's fine, for the record.
Well, I was hoping to do a lot more with emergency management. They haven't done anything in the past 2 years. So I went from six, I only gave them $1,100 more.
Anything justified?
So I'd like to see...
Right now, we've got $45,000 to $47,000 cut.
Right.
Which is now lower taxes comparing to last year.
Correct, but, yeah, you can, what's our, what is it, 37.4?
Roughly.
Yeah, okay. So it would stay in the 30s, I understand that.
But like, if we get money from like, say, Hurricane Sandy, you know, grant or something.
So you have 47, so you have to do...
I mean, if there's any federal money coming in, that would show as a revenue, you don't include it.
It's not necessarily there.
Right, it's not here, yeah.
It's paid.
But, do you deal with that in this account at all?
Any, for OEM operation?
Yeah.
No, they do not.
What happens every year when you need to get taxes?
So...
Anything revenue would be in a separate line item. That's what I wanna give them to do OEM work. I'm like looking to buying radios.
That's what I want, okay.
Those are the kinds of things that I wanna see done with the OEM department. Nothing, standing, nothing.
Okay. Well, then that's good, so that's legitimate, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
The grant that we did get came from,
It was me?
As a result of Sandy, the generator, so that's a positive. And any money we got from FEMA, we have to reimburse our snow truck.
Listen, some years we were great, other years we were cut.
Right.
That's where all the emergency money from Sandy came from, pay for the trees.
That's good, all right. I'm okay with that.
Say, you know what, we'll patch it today for the next...
Getting back to your question, Dave, I'm done with page nine.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, we're after eight.
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we continue this for another half hour.
Okay.
Till 8:30?
Yes.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Go.
Page seven, I just had, these are just questions. Local code enforcement, we now have a full-time code enforcer?
No.
No, we should put in the line.
It needs to be.
It says hold, okay. Okay. On page eight, we have a full-time construction code guy?
That's a state guy, you mean?
Yeah.
No, we don't have...
Where do you see that?
It says $26,925.
That's an other, where do you...
Under P. Ocean.
P. Ocean is only $1,000.
No.
Underneath?
No, that's the total, if you look at local...
Department total.
And the P. Ocean, add them together, they're just like a summary of the whole...
Yeah, that's a total then.
Okay, and so local code enforcement.
Local code.
That's all this stuff up top?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, it's a total.
$26,000.
And that includes the salary for the guy over here, $24,000.
Right.
Right.
Did you have a comment?
You got me confused, okay, so that's $26,000 total for...
Everything.
Code enforcement, okay. Page nine, we already went over. Page 10. Fire safety, that's the, that would be the...
Fire inspector.
Fire inspectors?
Yes.
Okay, so we did 17, we budgeted 22, we're doing the same thing this year. We need to have a discussion about that. So...
About?
Pardon me?
About?
About fire safety.
Oh, go ahead.
Tonight's the night. No, tonight's not the night.
It's not the night?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about something that's more personnel related?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, streets and roads.
What page?
That's page 11 of the ballot book, at the very bottom.
Right.
Last year, we spent $315,000. We budgeted $356,000, and now this year, we're going to $422,000, which is a $107,000 increase.
That's salaries.
1.25% in raises.
Okay, so our $315,000, 1% 1% is $30,000, half a percent is what, 15, so that's $45,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still at
putting another employee on full time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's how much? $35,000?
Approximately.
That's 70.
Okay.
80 actually.
Okay, so we're at 30,000 over.
I'm looking at everybody who we have listed, and it comes out to 427,946,11.
For what?
For the streets and roads.
Budget.
The budget, right.
For the salaries?
Right.
Who's okay. Different besides for the new unknown employee?
Wait a second, I got 9, let's say 10, and 315, that's 325.
Because last year, the reason we spent less last year is last year we had a substantial amount of clean community funds that you don't have this year to use to pay the employees.
Why don't we have it this year?
Because we've had years and years of grants that were never used. So we used them last year.
Okay, so, but in that same position there, overtime, and I understand all the weather that we're having now this year, but to increase tenfold?
We have a $27,000 in overtime budget.
Right.
Which is actually less than last year's budget.
Yeah.
$600 roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they budgeted $27,800 last year, they budgeted $27,200 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$600 less.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but listen, if you take the overtime plus the salaries, right?
That's one of those things, if we cut it way down,
you're $450,000.
You know, we'll get screwed in some stuff.
Yeah,
or,
I wouldn't want to cut that down.
You know, and if we don't, if we leave it alone, we'll only spend $5,000.
Right, that's better safe in that area for sure.
Question on I don't, but where's the extra $36,000 coming in the salaries?
Do you have Barb's breakdown?
Yeah, I'm looking. $427,000. I got John Burke, Henry Donald, Kenneth Foy, John Wolf.
How much? 400 and what?
$427,946,11.
Why are we only budgeting $422,000?
Because I lowered the amount that she has for overtime and seasonal.
No. Full time. And the full time.
Oh, no,
that's
the total.
I'm talking about the full-time salaries, streets and roads.
Oh, it's 450.
It's
she has 427. I apologize. I put overtime twice because I'm looking at the numbers now.
So that's where the original $30,000 comes from. Thank you. So we take $30,000 out.
Well,
$27,000.
First is 27, but B, just before you start cutting entire 30, you got.
We're not cutting, but you put it in twice, so that would be $60,000.
Right,
roughly.
But what I'm saying is,
do we need $60,000 in overtime?
You've had a number of storms already,
okay,
and you're going to have more storms coming. You've got
okay.
Wednesday and you've got Sunday.
Okay.
So if you can cut it, and we can
how much
see how we function.
Can you tell us how much we've paid in overtime to the DPW so far year to date?
Yeah, we could pull that number.
Okay, but so that's still going to be cut though.
Yeah.
So that's going to go down from 422 to 395.
No, that
no.
The overtime
no,
was put down
the
twice.
Overtime.
So right, it's the overtime.
No, he's right because you said you added the overtime.
Right,
overtime.
I'm
going
to cut the overtime, the salary is the way to sign, but overall I'm counting overall.
Okay, so how much are we taking out?
27.
I put it down. 25
to 60,
but...
All right,
give
her
25.
Give her 25.
See, don't say that I can't work with you.
Okay, well, so that's less 25.
Yeah, she doesn't join this meeting.
Can I make a comment there? In a couple of years,
I'm just saying that, you know, that's
good.
In a couple of years, we can look at replacing guys because we've got a couple coming up for retirement.
Yeah, but it'll be cheaper.
True.
Yeah, they'll come in tomorrow.
All right,
I'm just saying, I'm good.
I have another question on this page. Yes.
On page
11? Yeah.
Okay.
Fire hydrants, I just want to know why is it increased so much?
What page are you on?
The tax increase, same as last year.
Yeah,
not
it
the
is
same.
The same.
Yeah, 69 last year,
69 this year. I mean, overly expended. I mean, you know, it's why is it budgeted higher than really what we need?
Because
Because that shouldn't change, though.
Seems like it should change.
The budget is same, but that's not my question. I mean, we only spent $62,348, it says.
Yeah. Well, then, that's another one that I'm going to have to double check and make sure we have all the bills received on that before we lower it.
Okay. And speaking of that, are we anticipating any retirements this year?
Yes, 72,000.
No.
When's the first PPW guy going to retire?
70,000 more.
That would be up to him.
No, I mean, roughly, what, 2 or 3 years?
Last time I spoke to the head, he was talking about 2 or 3 years.
Don't forget, the tighter you make the budget.
And then you got one or two guys after that?
The harder it is in the middle.
One or two.
Oh, Wolfie?
Any.
I don't know what his plans are. You really can't.
I'm just saying.
I got you.
Anything can be, yeah.
You get the benefits and then you get.
Chemical gases.
Yeah, that's a lot, right?
They were.
Page 12.
I know.
It's like the fifth or sixth thing down, right?
Don't forget this here. You gotta buy a lot of salt.
What page are we?
Yeah.
Might not be.
We have a trust fund for the salt.
Chemical gases.
$11,000.
That's all right. They don't have salt anyway. We're not gonna get it.
No, we did get it. We got 8 loads Saturday.
Oh, we did?
We did.
We have the grit also?
Yeah.
Good.
Ooh.
We're good.
I'm just saying that. Okay, whatever. Okay, so we gotta put in 50,000 into that? Well, last year we budgeted 50, we spent 14, and I know, and is that 14, is that out of the trust, or is that out of the
anything
operating?
Anything here is operating.
Well, how come we spent, that would be for everything else. No, I understand that would be for everything else other than the salt.
Correct.
Yeah, but that was mile 1 or 2 last year, too, Dave.
What?
It was mile 1 or 2.
Yeah, but that's everything but the salt.
Right.
That would be like for the gases, the oil.
Coal patch.
Right.
Coal patch.
Coal patch. We're going to have a lot of coal patch.
Okay.
Sure is.
Okay, all right, and I'm okay with that, at 40,000. Right?
How about 45?
That's a nice number.
How about 40?
He's Mr. Chopper today.
got a lot of power for this year.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, and this is 45. This is where I'm passionate.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Look, I don't want to put you on the spot. You made a mistake on $30,000. Okay, if we sit here and we say, you know what, let's pass this right here, then we're not doing the people that we represent, nor myself, a service. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to be difficult, and I want to help you out, but I don't think that we should just say, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this, as this house has always been done.
Right, I just want to caution you of cutting the budget so close that in November,
I'm only one vote.
I know.
I'm only one vote.
Before you make a decision on that, can you tell me what the other expenses incur on page 13?
Well, I got more on 12, though.
I know, but you budget 108 and you only spent 80. Now
right.
You budget 115. What does other expenses include?
For the streets and roads?
Yeah.
It's all the materials that they need for streets and roads. It's all.
Is that with the salt?
Right. The salt comes out of there, the coal patches.
That's what I wanted to find. Okay.
Anything the streets and roads need. They need safety cones.
Yeah.
Anything.
Okay.
To stay on page 12,
right.
Materials mm-hmm. and supplies, what are they? I thought that that's where the coal patch came out of, and the hot patch.
We'll have to pull the record, details and see what.
Okay, so we're going to check on that, right? Right.
Yeah, I will. I'll find out. It just depends on,
like
you know, sometimes I'll put a requisition in for DPW, and maybe, you know, the DPW super would have put it in one place, and I put it in another. So I'll have to take a look and see what's going there.
Okay, so that right there would be like 60,000, So that's a question. I'm okay with that.
All right. You got 13 more minutes.
Okay.
All right. Real quick, uniforms? I mean, that why is it?
Contractual.
Yeah, we gave them more money in the contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For clothing, well.
Clothing, shoes.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Okay.
The other equipment there, that's for rentals? Equipment rentals, like when they rented the bulldozer and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I'm good with this page.
Okay. Now. Page 13, the solid waste, that's according to the new contract?
Yes.
Okay. I'm good with that. Let's see here. Buildings and ground, maintenance of other equipment. I take it that 52 or that 7,800 had to do with the air conditioning and the heating system.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting new this year, so we don't need that much, right?
Well, it's new heater, not new air conditioner.
That's correct, and that is a good point.
You replaced that air conditioner a couple years ago, did you?
You only replaced the unit outside. It's the piping and everything else in the building that's old.
We've kind of been doing $25,000 a year towards fixing that.
Yeah, but if we're going to be approving that new solution outside for the grid.
I would be willing to drop that down a bit.
Good.
But you're the loudest though.
A bit meaning at least a thousand.
A bit to, I would say, to $5,000.
Okay, well, check on that, Christine, and that'd be a question mark.
That's good.
For the, whatever we were talking about. Because I got more.
You can smack him.
Pardon me?
She wants to smack you.
It's okay. Keep going.
There's, in the budget, there's a little punching bag in the budget.
In janitorial supplies, is there anything contractual?
No.
Okay, so is there anything that comes automatically by the vendor?
No.
Like, you know, toilet paper?
No, we order when we need it.
We order it all.
So in downstairs, I just have this question, why are there several, like three cases stacked high of toilet paper?
Because.
We order it by the gross.
Would you rather not run out?
Well, yeah, I can understand that, but, you know.
When we get down to one box, we order more.
Okay.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Saves on shipping costs.
All right, page 14.
Right, fine. Come on.
Did you know Dave 14?
Right at the top, plumbing, AC and heat.
I was all over the place this year trying to fix the heat and the AC.
I understand that. Is that the plumbing or is that the air conditioning?
I think that's mainly, it's plumbing and heating. It's not heating and AC, I'm sorry.
It's both, right?
It's both.
Okay, so we're getting the new stuff is in, right?
The new stuff is in.
Okay, it's become energy efficient.
Yes, your gas bills will drop.
Yeah, I heard 66%.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the new, the boilers, right?
Now,
for the boilers?
Yeah, good luck on that.
That's for the boilers?
I'll be happy with 25.
Did you,
I'll be shocked, but they tell us they're major high efficient, so.
Is there any refund on that?
Still waiting to hear back from Elizabeth.
Because of the energy efficiency.
If there's a rebate, you waiting on it here?
Yes. I'd be willing to give you a couple thousand off of the, what did we say, it was the AC, Rob?
Yeah.
The plumbing, AC, heat?
Yeah, and I'll give you,
Maintenance, other equipment, other page, page 13.
$8,000.
You'll give us $8,000?
No, so we'll give you two.
Two.
We'll give you two.
Drop it to eight.
I heard eight.
I'll drop it to eight.
She meant to say drop it to eight.
Okay, all right, move on.
We have that here.
Nine minutes.
$74,000, I'm writing the count.
How much?
$74,000.
So now we're below last year's budget.
Yes.
I'm not getting the low last.
We only have five more, six more, seven pages to go.
Okay, let's go,
Page 15?
Oh, that's the municipal library, we have nothing to say about that. We're giving them $20,000 more?
No, we're giving them $5,000 more than minimum required.
Okay, that's okay.
And that keeps them even with last year.
Right.
I don't know how to shut it off. Okay. Quick. All right. Salary settlements. I was under the impression that our salary settlement was.
What page?
Page 16. Yeah, page 16.
That's a good zero.
I know, for this year.
Okay.
For last year, we spent $30,000?
We budgeted $30,000.
That went into surplus, gotcha.
No, it goes into the surplus and sits there when we need to use it. We actually used $20,000 out of it.
Okay.
And that's for like retirements, buying out the.
That's for retirements and other needed things.
Electricity.
All right, solid waste disposal?
Yes.
Page 17. That's a pass-through from the sewer plant?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's going to be?
Not the sewer plant, it's from.
No, that's the solid waste, is that not the sewer plant? Then why are we paying, is that the sewer plant?
No, I thought it was our.
Solid waste disposal, well, we're paying $293.
Disposal, isn't it?
We're paying $293,000.
Yeah, that's on the other count, that's, we just did that.
No, I know $293, the contract is to the diamond.
Right.
So what's the $175?
Is that for the bulk pickup?
I thought that's the actual disposal of garbage.
You mean like the Tipping fees, yeah.
Okay.
Over the dump. The dump it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's for the solid waste.
$74.
Yeah, the $2.93 is to pick it up.
Right.
The tipping fees to drop it off.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's see here. All right, well, yeah, this is,
Christine, did you get the budget for the time clock? Somebody was gonna look into the time clock?
Yeah, did you budget anything for the hand thing?
I do have all that information, and I think we have enough room in the admin budget to do it, but I need to speak to Natasha first.
Okay.
That's for the hand job or for the thing, right?
$2,000.
What's that?
Out of the day.
I know.
He needs to give back something.
You gotta give back $2,000 for that hand job thing.
Right, for the hand job. We know that.
Okay. Time clock thing.
I got more than that.
Wrong terminology.
I got more than that.
Forget it. I didn't say that.
Can we strike that from the...
I know.
No, I can't. It's gonna be...
The time clock that you use your finger to advance.
Let's keep this PG, ladies.
I got more to go.
Remember.
Christine, why such a big increase in Social Security?
Because it is.
It's based on salaries and wages.
Yeah.
$30,000 from
Gates
and Rose,
it will adjust.
Okay,
the
so then we're going to see a reduction
increase.
There.
Yeah.
I'm liking you.
5 minutes.
All right. Just a question. The municipal alliance there, 17,919.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're collecting money. Our contribution is $3,000.
No, that's local match, yeah.
That's what we get. Yeah. And everybody else, we're actually paying the $17,000, but we're collecting money from the other municipalities because we're the host.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. We're
the lead. That's all.
Streets and roads.
Okay.
$100,000.
Municipal court on page 19. Now,
right, that number is high.
Of course it is.
It's based on the high, they've given 2 or 3 proposals.
Okay.
So, and we need to decide which proposal we go.
Well, we already did.
You did?
Yeah, and it was the high, we went with what they asked for.
Okay, so I'll have to pull.
The 193?
Mm-hmm.
What were the other two?
They weren't buying the TV video equipment, they were transporting the prisoners. In one, and then another one, they were buying the camera so they can have the prisoners sitting in the county jail.
It was all in your packet that I gave you at the last meeting in December with the options A, B, and C.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
I remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was in your packet.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, we've already agreed on
that. Same one.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's your road for sheet data. $200,000. Where are you looking? Page 19.
Yeah.
Where,
I don't think I said
road to streets, there's nothing budgeted.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said you added, no, there's $100,000 in there. That's what's on the front of the front.
What are you looking for?
Right, that's
capital.
Page,
if you look at the last.
Yeah, that's
line
the big one,
capital.
Capital.
Yeah, that's just last year's budget.
$266,000,
right.
And then it's got a breakdown of what $266,000 makes up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Over here. Yeah.
She says fire gear $22,000, 4x4 truck $75,000.
Right. Road improvements $100,000.
Road improvements.
Right.
Yeah, so that, yeah. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
It's.
You can budget $125,000, but...
No, because there's a lot of things, maintenance-wise, that this building particularly needs to get done, especially on the outside, like, you know, it needs to get the roof checked out, it needs to get, you know, gutters, things like that. Is that in there?
Doors.
That is not in here, no.
Well, then, maybe we should make some sort of allowance back for that, because I think that's very important. To maintain now, this way it's, you know...
These are the major items that we need.
Right, I understand that, but that's all it includes.
That's correct.
Okay. What do you say? You just add in another $10,000 in that.
$125,000.
No, I'd like to see building maintenance up.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
10.
Exactly. At least another $10,000.
Maybe down to $64,000. Okay.
Gutters, paint.
Gutters, paint, and what is
doors.
Dave, what are those things in the front?
Faucets.
What are they?
You're talking about
soffits?
Yes.
Soffits.
Okay. So that's
good.
What I'd like to see.
Okay.
Then you're going to fix it so the birds don't nest in there anymore?
Hey,
what are we doing?
Okay.
Adding 10,000 to building maintenance.
We are?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just one vote.
You said we are.
I remember that word, no.
And then will that take care of these stalactites that are hanging down the corner of the building, or the stalagmites?
All right, so listen.
The ice fall.
Tights from the top.
That would be...
Huh?
Tights from the top, stalactites.
Yeah. Dave, are you all done?
All done.
With these pages?
I'll tell you in a second. Give me a second.
Because we're almost done out of time.
Yeah.
A minute and a half.
We're on this page, I think, so I think we're...
Well, yeah, but I have another question to go back to. Just one.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. It's,
Go ahead.
Okay, let me just find it again, because it was on a page that we just finished. Okay. Where was electricity?
We actually short, you're going to see the need, I think I'm bringing in, trying to say a resolution for like $350 for electricity.
That's it?
Well...
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about electricity here. Where was it? Must have been page...
17?
Yes, 16. Okay, we only used 26 last year, and we're going for 50.
What?
What?
Okay, it's second to last lot, yes, item on the bottom.
Page 16.
Yeah, last year we budgeted 50,000, expended 26,200.
Right, and we just stuck with the 50 again without any real, you know...
Can you just start on that?
Yeah, page...
Page 16.
16 at the bottom.
Right.
Oh, I see. That's a total, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a total.
It is.
I know that what I just did, the transfer resolution, I think electricity was short, so I'll have to pull and see.
Okay.
But we're going to save money, too, on some of our new appliances.
Well, that's electricity at the park, too?
No.
No.
It's all...
All appliances, right?
In the building for majority of the year.
All right.
Electricity is good.
No, it's neat and everything.
Okay, if we get that energy thing in there, that solar power, whatever, that cut down electric, wouldn't it? The usage?
Yeah, but we're probably looking at another year with that, if ever, right?
We have time for a quick recap from the manager or no, on these things?
Sure.
I don't know if I took it. Let's see, we're dropping postage to $6,500. I have my own notes on here, too.
Who's getting $6,500?
You're cutting postage to
$6,500.
Yeah, I got that.
We're adding $1,100 to office equipment for the postage machine.
So everybody else is...
Taking $200 off of material and supplies for... Who was it?
No, we don't have that, Christine.
The clerk? Yeah, we do have that. That's what I have.
$200?
No.
Yeah, we didn't talk about $200.
Moved on.
That's your notes.
No, that's what you did. We didn't? Okay, all right.
You got it back.
I got it back. We're going to realign Lee.
That's why there's a recap.
Yes, we're going to realign Lee.
Okay, we're going to bring Joe Trinity in?
Yes.
We are?
Yes.
Yes, he said yes.
We're going to check for the last bill on the group health insurance plan. We're going to do the same with the fire hydrant. We'll change DPW overtime. It's put in twice.
Don't forget rec.
Yeah, they're coming up. We're going to check on the bills for materials and supplies, chemicals, road materials. Let's see. We dropped a rec to $65,000.
Mm-hmm. Health insurance?
Yes, you said that.
We're going to check on the electricity. And that's what I have.
I've got planning, $1,000 in contractual services.
Oh, we're going to add $10,000 to building maintenance.
We're going to add $10,000 to building maintenance.
Yes.
We're going to take $1,000 from contractual services. We're going to do hell no on legal.
Well, maybe.
I thought that was after we brought Trinity in.
Yeah, but it's still going to be hell no.
Yeah,
after we bring.
Well, one is going to be. Just one vote?
Right, right.
Can we get next time when we vote?
We're going to wait until
one vote?
We get this, information from them.
I would wait then to see until this all works out with the police contract with Joe Trinity and all that other stuff. I would say wait on that one until we put the $10,000 in the building maintenance. We might be able to put $12,000 in there.
Right.
So I would say we just hold off on that $10,000 added.
No.
No, we need to leave that there.
Right.
If it needs to be changed, then we change it.
It'll be at least 10.
At least 10.
And we can always adjust it.
Yeah, what's the next, when can we get some of these new changes?
Probably after we get all our other numbers.
Yeah, which, how long is that?
Well, the township meets on the 22nd. They said I didn't have those numbers out for the meeting.
First meeting in March?
No, no, my, yeah.
That's the only day David and I are off.
Like, off for your work?
Yeah.
But that still will give us a month then.
No, Monday's the best.
Before we turn it, so that's good. That's perfect time.
Tuesday afternoons. I don't know what time it is.
Okay, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Well, no, I have one other question. When are we going to work on the sewer budget?
Does it need work?
Does it need work? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking for a $5 reduction.
It's another hell no thing? Well, then.
I don't want to quite honest.
I'm only one vote.
I want $2.50. We raised it $5 4 years ago because we were broke. I want a $2.50 reduction.
Why? I thought that we were going to still try to eliminate our long-term debt, some of that money.
Uh-oh.
Are you asking me?
No.
Is the meeting over?
Oh, see? We both got more. I want a $2.50 decrease in the sewer bill.
Well, we're going to do it.
I have a little bit over a million.
That's what I thought. And you know, listen, honestly, I just want to say, you guys, Christine, you and Natasha and Tom, if you had anything to do with this, we have anything to do with this?
You always have something to do with this.
Okay. did a great job. You always do a great job. And to take us from where we were to where we're at so that I can be a pain in your rear end, I really do. Personally, I appreciate that. And I don't know if you guys hear that enough, but I personally want to thank you.
So let's decide on sewer budget at our next meeting.
$2.50 decrease.
Our regular council.
Yeah,
next year.
Oh, no. There is no, there is.
You want February 18th, the agenda?
There is.
Okay. So we got, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Did we set a date?
Not yet, we'll do it at our next meeting.
Okay.
Any discussion?